What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Well, we got two that ripens on the ground. One of you don't know about one. We farmers do. It's really not a nut, the one you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
It's a pea. You're talking about peanut. Yeah. But it's not a nut.
Well,
no, it's a ground pea.
Really?
Yeah. And the other one is the nut that whips the farmer and they about all of them. They move off and leave them. It's a nut that gets about as big, it looks like a chupar. You ever see a chupar?
Uh-uh.
And it sends up grass and it sends out sprouts all around that. First you know, you can't even run a plow through them. Darn right.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Resembles his father.
Okay. If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Took after his father, or he's a chip off the old block or something.
Okay, fine. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
Woman in childbirth?
Who helps, a woman who helps at childbirth.
Well, now, let me see what they call them, I know. Never darn if I can think of that now. My mind ain't as smart as it ought to be. But I know what it is, I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, we'll go on to another one.
All right.
Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms for a country person which a country person might use to refer to a person from the city?
City dude.
Okay. what, you know any other, any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that might be used to refer to country people?
Old country bumpkin.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Brown or black?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've seen some mighty brown people that wasn't Negroes, but a black person, we call them Negroes.
Okay.
But brown people, I see a lot of them that's sun brown, and then they got dark complexions too, but it passes white, but I don't believe all of them's white that I know.
Okay. suppose you were angry with a Negro, and you thought he was very trifling and no good. How might you refer to him?
I'd just say he was sorry. I wouldn't say no further, but
okay.
He's sorry neighbor.
How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
Well, the Caucasians, white race.
Do you know any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people?
Oh, yeah. A Negro calls a white person, especially the poor class, white trash.
Uh-huh.
Then they call a lot of the others pretty bad names I hear lately.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly
broke it. Hold it. Oops. Midwife, put it down.
Ah, right. Great. Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully, what, about it?
Well, he could get aggravated or mad.
All right. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really, what?
Well, a lot of them say they're pooped, but I'd say I was tired.
Okay. You might say that the nurse at high school sent the girl home early because the girl was what? It.